senar ju qiqe u qënë së foshe ti nubë. Që nulli shqitan mi qënë droga. Rap da drit baba fukl iPhone ki qëtë të stora.
We start today with the sound of the artist who's been called the best rapper in North Africa. But this week, Moroccan musician and documentary filmmaker Mehdi Alioubi, also known as Mehdi Blackwind, is detained in North Africa against his will. On Monday, he was prevented from boarding a flight back to his now home in Marseille, France. And since Wednesday, he's been put in pre-trial detention in Casablanca. The prosecutor's office has not disclosed the charges against him. Joining us to discuss the detention of Mehdi Alioubi and the broader political situation in Morocco is Moroccan investigative journalist Omar Radi. Omar has experienced repression himself. He was jailed on charges that PEN International determined were related to his criticism of the government of Morocco from 2020 until July 2024, when he was pardoned by King Mohammed IV. And Omar joins us from Germany, where he now lives. Omar, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Hi.
Firstly, I wonder if you could tell us what it is about Mehdi Blackwind that led Al Jazeera to describe him as one of the most politically outspoken rappers in Morocco and across North Africa.
Well, I know personally Mehdi Blackwind since he was an activist in the February 20th movement and also a rapper. Very political, he always have been. And also with critical speech to all kinds of discriminations and inequalities. He's a feminist, anti-authority rapper that produces a very intellectual rap. And in Morocco, last week, he did what the state never wants an artist with a large audience to do, give an interview and talk about his arts, about his positions. I mean, to connect with his fan base above the songs and educating the fan base is something that the state considers as dangerous. So when he finished the interview and the trailer has been released, the interview has not been released because of what happened. When trying to get back home from the airport of Rabat Saleh, he has been told he is under travel ban and the police in the airport handed him a police summons to go to Casablanca on this last Monday. And at the National Judicial Police Brigade, he was informed that he was under police custody and prosecuted. Yesterday, after 2 days of police custody, they decided to put him under an immediate trial, which is when they catch you red-handed, they do you immediate trial. This is the message. So as if he was really guilty of something in the eyes of the law. And the accusations I just heard from the lawyers are insulting a state apparatus, which means the police, in his songs, and inciting to commit crimes and felonies. Translation, calling people to protest for schools and for hospitals.
So the formal legal prognosis seems pretty grim at this stage. Are there any details on exactly what will happen to Mehdi now?
Mehdi slept, unfortunately, yesterday, his first night in jail in Casablanca prison called Okasha. I personally been there, not a funny place. And on July 22nd, he would have his second trial session. In this hearing, I think his lawyers are going to ask for his release and his prosecution while not detained, which is normally and very often refused by the judges as a demand, but they will keep asking for it. And in the meantime, his friends, colleagues, other artists from Morocco and especially France are organizing to put a maximum pressure on the state so they will release. Because since yesterday, we are officially a country that, not for the first time, but it's a confirmation, a country that imprisons people for their art and for their lyrics and for their words. Mehdi Blackwind is the fourth rap artist in this case. There's another rapper, Sohaib, who is in the prison of Toulal, Meknes, and he's a pro-Palestinian rapper, and he was put in jail because of his pro-Palestinian stance. So Mehdi Blackwind is going to join Sohaib in prison as the singing artist in prison for their art.
That in itself is hugely concerning. And the broader context is that there have been many journalists and activists detained and prosecuted lately. Could you tell us about the situations that some of the journalists inside Morocco face at the moment as well.
Well, Morocco has long run a policy of crushing any kind of independent critical journalism. So since more than one decade, I can affirm that there is no possibility of exercising journalism independently from inside Morocco. And the journalists that remain either self-censor themselves or become PR agents for state and official discourse. I mean, we still have independent journalists, but individuals. We don't have journalism or media spaces that are operating within Morocco and that can produce quality content that is of public interest. There is no more. It's over. Now we have defamation media that the most part of the audience are taken by them. And they are related to the security apparatus. The second part, the serious media, are self-censored. And in the end, they do meaningless work because they self-censor.
On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Moroccan investigative journalist Omar Radi about his friend, Mahdi Blackwind, the very popular political rapper who is currently in detention in Morocco, and about the broader situation in Morocco. Omar, do you see these arrests as being related to the Gen Z 212 protests that really shook the political establishment in Morocco late last year from September onward?
Yes, there is a direct relation between them because Mahdi Blackwind has Raïd, who was before him in prison. Raïd, the rapper, was arrested from inside the protests in Casablanca. And Raïd is like Mahdi Blackwind, a very political artist too. And he has been released after a tremendous pressure campaign. Brutality of the police and of the judicial system has increased since 10 years, the very big uprising of North Morocco, Rif uprising. The state decided to give carte blanche to the police apparatus to deal with public space. So they're going to crush civil society associations. Conferences are going to get banned. They won't grant you public spaces to organize events, etc. So the public space is shrinking because of the police intervention in intellectual spaces, artist spaces, etc. And of course, when it comes to protest or some civil rights or human rights, the police intervenes directly with violence. Morocco is not known for firearms violence by the police. But in the last 6 months, firearms have been used twice and three people died. So Morocco is getting more and more authoritarian by its police and by its intelligence. They blackmail intellectuals, journalists, etc. And for the young, for the students, for the protesters, they just beat them. We have now more than 1,400 young people in prison, including children that are like 14-year-olds. And as an authoritarian country in the region, we passed from a benchmark with Algeria and Tunisia on the authoritarian benchmark to be compared with Turkey and Egypt, which is worse authoritarian regimes.
Yeah, so the situation is clearly getting much worse in Morocco. And this is something you know about from direct personal experience, Omar, because, as I mentioned, you were in prison for a number of years on charges that were brought about because of your journalism. I wonder if you could tell us about your own personal experiences, including in particular the surveillance you experienced, including via the hacking software Pegasus, which is back in the news this week after a whistleblower in Morocco revealed details of the use of Pegasus by Moroccan authorities.
Yeah, today the press broke the news of the Pegasus whistleblower who basically told the story of Pegasus from the state side, from the security apparatus side, and gave more details I personally didn't know. Like, I was one day with a friend arrested for one night in police custody, so they take my phone and they take my data from my phone and then released me the day after. And when they took my phone, it took them 1 hour to take the data with a software called Celebrite. It didn't work. That's why they used Pegasus. But one should know that Morocco does not only use signal intelligence. I mean, like the web, phone networks, etc. But also they have a very, very powerful and efficient human intelligence. Every street, there is an agent. Your hairdresser is probably an agent. The grocery store guy, everyone. So they can have intelligence from the whole neighborhood. They know how many pieces of bread you bought. They can check your garbage and see what you ate yesterday, etc. In this case, they used every tool, human or technological, to follow me. Following me in the streets, making people take pictures of me, making reports on who I meet, where I have my coffee, where I go, like singing or dancing, or where is my girlfriend doing, etc. And also they try to break into my phone. They didn't succeed. And that's why they used, as a last possibility, they used Pegasus, because Pegasus worked. I learned today from that whistleblower that I had cameras and microphones in my place. I didn't know that. I had a GPS bug in my car, and even my parents were followed, even when they travel outside Morocco, which is, I suppose, it's a big budget for a single person that just writes articles.
And is it the case, Omar, that you now could not safely go to Morocco after everything that you've experienced in your homeland?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm not in a hurry to go back now, because the possibility and the risk that something bad can happen to me on the judicial level is very likely. So yeah, maybe I'll just see how things go. But yeah, I won't like ban myself from my homeland. I mean, I want to go, I'll go if I want. But I admit it, the risk is high.
Well, Omar, thank you so much for speaking with us today about your own experiences in Morocco and about your friend Mehdi Alioubi, who, as we said, currently remains in detention until his next court appearance next week.
Thank you, Julian, for having me.
That was Moroccan investigative journalist Omar Radi. And as we finish up with a little bit more of the music of Mehdi Blackwind, this track, Omar tells us, was actually written by Mehdi Blackwind for Omar while Omar was in prison in Morocco.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.